The Holy Gospel appointed for the sixth Sunday of Easter is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 17th chapter, verses 20 through 26. Jesus said, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you. And these know that you have sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to have the desire to be with Jesus where he has gone, as he was taken up, carried up, or lifted up into the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus himself, "Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am." Therefore, Father, bless us and keep us steadfast in our faith and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we are finally summoned by him to the place where he has gone, into the kingdom of heaven. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, with special attention to verse 24. Jesus said, "Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, is it our desire to be with Jesus? Have you ever asked yourself that kind of a question before? Yes, is it our desire to be with Jesus one day in the kingdom of heaven? This is especially true and significant today, as we celebrated again last Sunday Christ's ascension into heaven to be with the Father. The words of Jesus himself, "I came from the Father and have come into the world. And now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." Yes, Jesus came into the world to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. And once he had accomplished his mission, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, after 3 years, he was ready now to go back to his Father for when he came. But at the same time, it was also Jesus' last will and testament that his disciples and all of the people who followed him during 3 years, that they be also with him one day where he is, The words of Jesus in our text, Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am. And that same promise Jesus has made also to us. As we talked about it last Sunday and celebrated Jesus' ascension into heaven, yes, it is Jesus' desire that we be with him where he is in the kingdom of heaven as he was taken up into the sky. As a matter of fact, I will never ever forget reading a very interesting article published in the May issue of the Lutheran Witness 9 years ago in 2010, titled The Forgotten Holiday. And I quote, "When you think of Christ's ascension into heaven, what sort of image comes to mind? Do we imagine Jesus lifting off like a rocket ship, becoming smaller and smaller as he travels higher and higher into the sky? Or do you imagine Jesus taking off like a Superman?" Interesting article, isn't it? Yes, can you imagine for just a moment Jesus being lifted up either like a rocket ship or even for that matter like Superman? And yet you and I know that it didn't happen that way. Jesus didn't suddenly take off in a rocket ship. He didn't suddenly fly off like Superman. No, that's not how it happened, even though it sounds quite interesting, doesn't it? No, that's not what it happened, even though we would like to believe it or imagine it. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 19, we read that Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God the Father. That is also true in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 51, where we read that Jesus was carried up into heaven. And then in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9, that Jesus was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. In other words, the Bible is very clear that Jesus was taken up or carried up or lifted up into heaven as we celebrated his ascension last Sunday. And by the way, Jesus didn't use an elevator either, or helicopter either, as he was taken up into the sky. And that's precisely what is going to happen to us one day, when we are finally summoned by our Lord Jesus Christ to the place where he has gone, and so fulfill Jesus' desire for all of us. We too will not take off like a rocket ship or Superman. No, our souls will either be taken up, lifted up, or carried up into heaven. But not in the same way Jesus did when suddenly a cloud came and took him out of their sight. But very similar to what happened to the poor man Lazarus as his soul was taken up into heaven. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16, verse 22, the time came when the beggar Lazarus died. And the angels carried him to Abraham's side in the kingdom of heaven. As a matter of fact, in the short explanation of Dr. Martin Luther's Small Catechism, the question is asked, what do the scriptures teach of eternal life? The answer, that at the time of death, the soul of the believer is at once received into the presence of Christ. Not only that at the last day, the believer will live with Christ according to body and soul in eternal joy and glory. So the moment we die to this world, our souls are received immediately at once in the presence of Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. And that's exactly what is going to happen when Jesus finally comes back again. Or we die to this world as He has promised us, our souls and our bodies and those who have preceded us in death will be reunited and will become perfect again in eternal joy and glory. That's precisely what St. Paul writes in his first letter to the Thessalonians. Listen to what he says. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught together with Him in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Yes, our sinful and imperfect bodies will become again sinless and perfect, just like it was in the very beginning of time before Adam and Eve sinned against God. But until that happens, brothers and sisters, either when we die to this world or Jesus comes back again as He has promised us, we are encouraged to be faithful to Him as our Lord and Savior and to obey His command that we talked about last Sunday, the command to go and make disciples of all nations and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That's precisely what we are going to celebrate next Sunday on Pentecost Day, as we read in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall become my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We could paraphrase that to say, and you will be my witnesses in Big Bear Lake and Big Bear City, and in the state of California, and throughout the United States of America, and into the whole world. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we listen carefully to Jesus' desire to have all of us with Him one day in the kingdom of heaven. As He was taken up, lifted up, carried up, and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where He shall come to judge the living and the dead, as we confessed again in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Yes, remember the promise of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms, and there is a room for each and every one of us here, waiting when we finally die to this world. Because Jesus goes on to say, if it were not so, would I have told you so? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So is it our desire to be with the Lord Jesus Christ one day in the kingdom of heaven? And the answer is pretty obvious this morning, isn't it? Yes, absolutely. It is our desire to be with Jesus, either at the time we die to this world or Jesus comes back again as He has promised us. Yes, I hope and pray that the festival of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ is never forgotten. It is as important as Christmas and Easter when we celebrate Christ's birth and resurrection. It is as important as Pentecost and the Holy Trinity when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit and the doctrine of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love." Yes, may God bless us in our walk, our faith, and trust in Jesus, because it is His desire to have us to be with Him where He is right now, at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen.